Now, I like to, as a way of introduction to this evening's message, I like to turn your attention to three scriptures. We're going to read the anchor scripture later, okay? Good to see Emmanuel and his wife coming regularly to church. Emmanuel? Okay, smiling. They're wondering who is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. Okay, that's the meaning. Now, in Psalms 127, just give me a yes. Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2, the scripture tells us very clearly, and this is very relevant for all of us, unless the Lord builds the house, they that build it, build it in vain. Okay? Right? Jesus is not only the chief cornerstone of our life, but he's also the chief contractor. And then he who guards the city guards it in vain if the Lord is not there, right? Right or wrong? And then it is, and it goes on to saying, it is vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, and eat the food of your sorrow, for it is God who gives us sleep. Can somebody say rest or sleep? Can somebody say amen, please? He's not only the chief builder, but he's also the chief protector. Is that wonderful? And then the next scripture that I like to turn, all these three scriptures has one central meaning. Okay? The next scripture that I want to turn your attention to is found in John 15 and verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? And then he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Look at the last line. Without me, you can do nothing. Right? Right or wrong? Okay? All this is one central message. Okay, and then the third scripture, I like to just bring it to you today, is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. Not acknowledge and forget, but he will direct your path. What is the central truth here that is so relevant for our lives after this COVID situation? Without God, we cannot. Come on, somebody say amen, please. It is so important that without God, we cannot. That's an important thing. Are you here with me? In all the messages that I will be preaching from now to the end of this year is going to prepare you to enter into 2023. Come on, are you here with me? Somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Okay. I won't be walking up and down, but soon I'll be walking, climbing the stairs too. So now, let's look at the anchor scripture. You know, a scripture from where I'm going to draw some relevant points for practical living. Now, my anchor scripture is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 5. Okay, it'll appear. 2 Samuel chapter 5 was a 17 through 25. But I won't be reading all the scripture. There are about 11 scriptures there. Now, let me just give you a background to this. If you're with me, just wave your hand to me, please. Okay, good. You know what? David is being attacked, or the people of Israel are being attacked by the Amalekites. Amalekites. Amalek. Amalekites. The word Amalekite means intruder. Everybody say intruder. Intruder, manipulator, or sneaking. Now, they assembled in a valley called the Valley of Rephidim. The word Rephidim means rest. Everybody say rest. They have come to rob the rest. Like the Bible tells us in John 10:10, the thief comes to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So what David did, even though David is a man well acquainted with victory, there's no other king who has seen such victory like David. You ask any Bible school students, they will tell you. Those who graduated and not graduated. Right or wrong? He has got huge battle won. You know what he does? He inquires the Lord. Everybody say inquires the Lord. He did not take his past victory for granted, and they assembled, and David comes. We're going to read the scripture, and he inquires of the Lord. Yeah, inquire means bukan tanya soal. Should I go or should I not go? And then the Lord tells him, go straight on. Say straight on. How many of you know God will not lead us into defeat? Come on. There is no way. The pathway that God would lead us will never lead you to defeat. There may be discouragement. There may be disappointments. There may be destruction. But the pathway that God leads our life will ultimately end in victory. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. And then David did as the Lord told him to do. And you know what? The final end of the victory, David describes it as, the Lord gave me victory like of the water. Baal Perazim, he called the place. You know what's Baal Perazim? The Lord of breakthrough. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We're going to read the scripture. And then you know what? Lo and behold, before they could even celebrate the victory, the Amalekites again gathered at the Valley of Rephidim. Second time. Less than probably 7 verses, no? Difference. And again, look at this. What David could have done is, he could have said, okay, we got the victory. The heat of victory is still on us. Right? The fervent heat of victory is still on us. Let's go and fight. No. Again, David inquires of the Lord. Sekali lagi, inquires of the Lord. And then this time, the Lord tells him, okay, surround them, and then come from the front and attack. And I will be with you to deliver you. Are you here with me? First time the Lord said, go face to face. The second time he said, surround them and come from the front. You ambush them. I will be with you to deliver you. Are you here with me or not? What is common here is this. Without God, we cannot. Are you here with me? Even though David is so acquainted with so many victories in our life, could be testimony. But I tell you, every strategy of God in our life is so different. Come on, let's give Jesus the glory. Every direction, every purpose, every strategy is different. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, let's read the scripture. Let me read. I already told you the scripture. Now let's look at 2 Samuel. Chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. Are you with me? Okay. Now when Philistines means intruder. Amalekite is the one I shared in Exodus 17, I think. Okay. Now the Philistines heard that they had anointed David over Israel, and all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard, and it went down to a stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the Valley of Rephidim. So David inquired. Look at this. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistine? Will you deliver them into your hands?" You see, this is not the first time he's fighting. You go back to 1 Samuel, you'll notice that. And then the Lord says, "And the Lord said to David, 'Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands.'" So David went to Baal Perazim, means the Lord of breakthrough. And David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemy before me like a breakthrough of water." Come on, somebody say amen, please. When you listen to God and do what God wants you to do, you will have total victory. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, the Lord of breakthrough. Everybody say, the Lord of breakthrough. Are you here with me? Philistine means also intruder. I changed that tribe a few minutes ago. Are you here with me now? So I entitled a short message for the next couple of minutes before we partake of the communion. I entitled this message, "The Prayer of Inquiry." Everybody say, the prayer of inquiry. Every one of us, we pray all kinds of prayer. We pray the prayer of intercession. We pray the prayer of asking. We pray the prayer of supplication. All kinds of prayer. Prayer of thanksgiving. But here, David majored in the prayer of inquiry. Why? Because there are four powerful benefits in praying the prayer of inquiry. I'll come to that in a short while. Now, where is this found? Apart from David in this 2 Samuel 5, where does David praise the prayer of inquiry? Turn with me to Psalms 27 and verse 4. Psalms 27 and verse 4. And it says here, let me just read. And it says here, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord," and to what? Come on, look at the scripture. And what? "To inquire in the temple." In other words, I have come to behold the glory of God. I have come to enjoy the presence of God. And besides all this, my primary motive is to come and ask you, Lord, why am I going through what I'm going through? Are you here with me? There's no harm in asking questions to God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed a prayer of inquiry. How many of you remember that? You know, we read in verses 39 and verse 42, Jesus in his distress, in his pain, in his agony, he prayed this prayer. Probably he said, "Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass away." That means, let me die in Gethsemane. Look at the word. He said, if it's your will, let this cup pass away. Nevertheless, not your will, not my will, but your will be done. And then in verse 42, he prays a prayer again. He said, "If it is not your will that this cup should not pass away, then let me drink it. Let not your will, let not my will, but let your will be done." Come on, are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, what is the purpose of this message? You know, friends, we have another 91 days. Now, including today will be 92 days, right? We have another 92. Okay, excluding today, we have another 91 days before we enter into year 2023. So the purpose of this message is, what is God's time and season for us in year 2023? Even though we have gone through this pandemic, there has been a lot of disruptions and distraction and anxiety and fear, worry and uncertainty. You know, the church is trying their best to come together. You know, slowly coming together. We still have empty chairs in between. Now, we've gone through all kinds of things. UN, the human development agency of UN said this. The 2.5 years that we have gone through COVID, it has robbed 5 years, equivalent of 5 years of development in children's education, in family, in marriage, in businesses, in finances. In other words, this 2.5 years of this pandemic has robbed 5 years of solid development. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? There's a call for rebuilding. In the midst of all this, the good news is this. The good news is this. It is never God's intention that you and I should become a victim of this pandemic. Are you here with me? God's time and season and plan has not eroded by what we have gone through. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. His plan is still intact. His plan may be delayed, but I've always said delay is not denial. Delay is not discouragement. Delay is not disappointment. Delay is not despair. But delay is a well-arranged circumstances of God to deliver your blessings and your breakthrough. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. And I want to say this. Do not be weary. Do not be weary. Do not be tired. Do not be exhausted. This morning at 7:30, as I was praying in the prayer room, the Lord said this, do not be weary. In other words, you will not be weary. Come on, turn to someone and say, you will not be weary. That's the exact word God gave me. You will not be weary. I wrote it down. And then he said this, look at me. And then he said this in Isaiah 40 and verse 30 and 31. You know what he said? The youth may fail, a youth may fall and faint. A young man may utterly fall. Look at this. Verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Say, renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus glory. Yes, at this difficult time, while we are waiting to go into year 2023, God is worthy of our waiting. Only God is worthy of our waiting. When we wait for Him with a prayer of inquiry, Lord, what is your time? What is your season? What's your plan for me in year 2023? You know, friends, I tell you, God is honored by your waiting, and He will reward your waiting. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. David knew very well. If he wants to hear from God, he knew very well, if he wants a complete success, if he wants to overcome whatever that is going through for good, he has to pray the prayer of inquiry. That's the main thing today. Will you start praying? Will you start praying? Nobody, well, can you start praying? Lawrence, I said, can you start praying? You know, friends, look at me. You know, there is no retirement for us in our walk with God. Every phase of our life, we are meant to be fruitful. We are meant to be effective. We are meant to be meaningful. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? So therefore, what has God for you in year 2023? You need to start asking God. Are you here with me? Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 12 says this. There seems a way that's right to man. That's strategy, clever mind, clever thinking, clever planning. But eventually, it leads to death. Therefore, church, I'm going to ask you, beginning from today, no matter what you're doing in your business, no matter what you're doing in your job, God has a new beginning for you. God has a new strategy for you. It's going to be far more overwhelmingly better than before. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody give Jesus a glory. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And I want to say this with all confidence and honor to God. The plan of God for your life is still intact. It may be delayed. It may be distracted, but it's still intact. And I want the people of God to hear this. Don't be discouraged. Do not be weary. Okay, don't be weary. Come on. Come on. If it has failed today, it is waiting to be successful tomorrow. If it's defeated now, it's waiting to be victorious in the days to come. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Is it wonderful? Okay, very quickly. I'm not supposed to preach long. Because of my condition, of course. But I don't feel anything, you know. Only go home, you'll feel anything. Okay, now look at me, please. Four things happens to you when you pray a prayer of inquiry. Four things. And I assure you, in this 92 days, God will speak to you. Dreams. Seriously. Dreams. Voice. I always say this. Oh, I cannot hear the voice of God. Hey, hello. That's no excuse. If you cannot hear the voice of God, read the voice of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. If you cannot feel the presence of God, wait in the presence of God. And if you cannot hang in there for long, begin to be thankful. God will come through. David Chong. Chong Bing Tim. Come on, are you here with me or not? Okay, four things happens based on the story of 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 to 25, in the Philistines attacking David and the people of God in the valley of Rephidim. Okay, are you here with me? Number one, very importantly, when you pray a prayer of inquiry, you establish intimacy with God. Yeah, come on. Remember, Acts chapter 13 verse 22 describes David as a man after God's own heart. Brother Kanan, good to see you, man, after so long. You know, why? Why was he known as a man after God's own heart? You know what? What is important to God is important to David. What is priority to God is priority to David. What matters to God matters to David. What is God's will is David's will for his life. What is God's plan is David's plan for his life. What is God's purpose? It is David's purpose in his life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. In seeking God in the prayer of inquiry, I tell you, he begin to build line upon line, precept upon precept, day after day. He build a journey with God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Then David came to a place and declared in Psalms 40 and verse 8, he said, I delight to do your will, O God, because I've kept your word in my heart. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? You know, many of us pray this prayer. Our prayer is a prayer of announcement. Huh, Shirley? Prayer of announcement. I am, Lord, I'm sorry, not using you, everybody. Announce, Lord, I'm going to buy this house. You bless my sale. I'm going to go to India. Lord, bless my trip. Lord, I'm going to do this. Can you, you know, you're very fond of doing that, right? You know, our prayer is a prayer of announcement. Our prayer is a prayer of information. Our prayer is like reporting in CNA, Channel News Asia. We report to God. We all are reporters in prayer. That's why our prayer life has become a monologue. Monologue. But the minute you ask question, I tell you, God is more than keen to answer you. Hallelujah. You know, friends, everybody look at me. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 and 12, talks about God having a plan for our life, for hope and a future, right or not? With a hope and a future. The scripture goes like this, For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good things to give you hope and future, right or not? Now, how does God reveal this plan? Did you read verse 12? You will come and search for me. You will come and seek me. You will come and call upon me. And I, the Lord, will show you, will reveal you and speak to you. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Many of us are stuck in the plan that God has given to us. We're not progressing from season to season, from time to time, because our prayers mainly has been a prayer of announcement. Are you here with me? Oh, a prayer of desperation. Start asking God questions. Should I do this? What do you have in store for me? Lord, should I go there? Lord, should I purchase this land? And I tell you, God would lead you to a place where you will buy, and your property and your value will be much, much more higher than what you can perceive. Put your hands together and give Jesus glory. You believe that? Say amen, please. Some years back, I was led by the Spirit of God to buy a property in what the brow is that? This is the brow. You know where the yawn is? Where the malls are, Tesco, the BMW. At that time, nothing was there. Even David wouldn't go near there. It's an isolated development facing the hospital. Some said the virus from the hospital will come because the late Samuel built the hospital. Not protected. But somehow I felt led to buy the place. When I sold the place, it was 200% profit. Are you here with me now? Come on, can somebody say amen, please? I tell you, God will not lead you to a place of loss. God will not lead you to a place of defeat. God would not lead you to a place of failure. That's why it is so imperative that we hear what God wants us to do. Year 2022, pray the prayer of inquiry and know what God wants you to do. If you're doing something good right now, I tell you, when God begins to speak, He has got something better for you. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Success is man's success, but good success is God's success. Are you here with me? Okay, number two, what happens when you pray the prayer of inquiry? You have an opportunity to hear the voice of God. Come on, everybody say the voice of God. You have, when you talk to Him, He will want to talk to you, because Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, they will follow me. Hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Not I, shepherd, hear their voice. And that's what's happening now. Talk, 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 bye. We don't even wait to hear. Hello? We don't even wait to hear. And you know how keen God wants to talk to you. Huh? He is very interested in the details of your life. Come on. Because He doesn't want you to be stumbled by failures of your own decision. And He wants to preserve your life as a life of righteous, victorious life. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Please don't misunderstand me. God uses defeat in our life. But as far as God is concerned, He wants to give us a victorious life. That's why we're more than a conqueror. Otherwise, we are just a conqueror. A conqueror is one who fights a battle. More than a conqueror is one who sits back and the Lord fights a battle for him. Exodus 14, 14. Hold your peace. I, the Lord, will fight the battle for you. Don't be a fighter cock. Become a peacock. I'll fight the battle for you. Number two, we have an opportunity to hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Twice. Now look at me. Go back and read 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, verse 19 and 23. Are you here with me? Everybody look at me. I want to excite you. Get me. First time David says, Lord, should I go and fight the Philistines? They're gathering at the valley of Rephidim, which means if they conquer, my peace is gone. The word Rephidim means bed. My sleepers are gone. And then the Lord said, go. Go. Go and fight him face to face. And then, before the heat of the victory can just die down, these guys assemble again. And verse 23, verse 23, David goes back and asks the Lord, what am I supposed to do now, Lord? And the Lord says, hey, hello, don't go to face to face. He said, you just go and go gather them from the front. You know, that means you left, right, and back. You just make sure they are covered. And then one part of you just come from the front. You go and read. Interesting. You go and read. And you know what? And they totally got ambushed. And the scripture tells us they ran far away. Everybody say, far, far away. That's what happens. You get to hear the voice of God. Come on, isn't that wonderful? How many of you remember this scripture? You know, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 12. Yeah, Paul comes to the Lord and says, remove the thorn. And then the Lord speaks to Paul and says, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, my strength is made perfect. One voice of God is set to change your entire life, entire business, entire family. Just one voice of God. Put your hands together, give Jesus glory. Just one voice. And if you want to hear the voice of God, don't put your trust in your ability to hear the voice. Don't put your trust in your ability. But put your trust in the power of His voice speaking to you. Come on. Are you here with me? Not your faith, but the ability through which He will speak to us. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Many of us, we want to put our trust in our strength, ability to hear the voice of God, and we cannot hear. What about putting your trust and faith in the ability of God speaking to you? Isn't that wonderful? Number three, very quickly, musicians, can you come? Number three, you have an opportunity to have a glimpse of the great plan that God has for you. Are you here with me? David saw the far-reaching consequences of hearing the voice of God and saw the plan of God. The Philistines never came back to disturb him after that. Are you here with me? You get a glimpse of his plan. You know, let me just share this with you. Romans 12 chapter verse 2 tells us God's plan is a what? A good plan, a perfect plan, an acceptable plan. Sometimes the enemy comes and kachow, okay? Now, in 19, give you a testimony. Are you here with me? Okay. In 1992, we had two homes. Boys' home, girls' home. We started off Calvary home. Then girls came. We're happy to keep the girls because girls are much more milder in their character to handle boys, boisterous. Then the boys came. We got no choice. We had to start Calvary boys' home, girls' home. There were less than, listen to this story, less than 20 people. I think 7 girls and the rest were boys, I think. They are in different 2 locations. And you know what? Everybody look at me. You know what? We had problems. It's like hell on earth. the supervisors are misbehaving, our finances are not forthcoming, and the children have discipline because supervisors don't know what they're doing. And that time I'm hands-on, no? My wife and I, we were pulling our ass. That's why no hair now. Less than 20 people, no? At that time, church was not in favor of the home. Really, church was not in favor. They're wanting me to close the home because they say that if anything happens in the home, the church will become liable, which is true, Zola. That's why we registered. You know what? I already called, Mr. Manager, two homes in Kuala Lumpur and told them we are sending the boys and the girls to you. They agreed. Okay? And we will support you for the next 6 months. That's the carrot before the horse. Okay? The horse wants to eat it, no? And I went to sleep with a relief. You know? The relief. I went to sleep. Then, middle of the night, in my dream, I hear the voice of God. David, you know what's the voice of God? Where are you sending my children? Chinese say, chalad. I woke up shivering everywhere. Where are you sending my children? From 92, I woke up. First thing I did was call up the KL2 homes. Please forgive me. God doesn't want me to send these children to you. They asked me why. They are God's children. They don't want to believe. Up to you. No, don't want to believe. They're very upset with me. Today, how many years has gone? A glimpse. That time, God gave me a glimpse of the plan. And just yesterday, Ding sitting at the back, ding, dong, Ding sitting at the back. You know what she told me over lunch? PKK is good, huh? Ding, you remember not, Ding, please, huh? Don't have short-term memory like your husband, okay? You said that now, wave your hand to me. Ding. Ah, okay. Ding, I cannot see you. She said that. And inside of me, I was praising God. It's nothing big encouragement. Oh, PKK good, huh? That's all she said. Yeah. Today, how many? 24 homes? Huh? 24 homes. We're working on a farm right now to feed you all with vegetable and fish. How God is faithful. Come on, let's give Jesus the glory. That's why. Now look at me. When you pray a prayer of inquiry, you don't only hear the voice of God. You don't only establish intimacy with God. You have a glimpse of what is rotting now to become a diamond. What is distorted now to become gold. What is almost gone to become something huge and something big. And Job said this in Job the 8th chapter verse 7. Though your beginning is small, your end is going to be huge. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. And start praying the prayer of inquiry. Lord, example. Lord, should I take this tender? Or should I wait? Should I start a business here or there? Should I quit the school and go to an international school and teach? You don't need to ask questions. Lord, I will continue to stay in Grace Home. You ask questions, you're in trouble. Ask the Lord. And God is worthy of your waiting. And you wait. And God will be honored by your waiting, and he will reward you. I always said this, your waiting time is not a wasted time. Your waiting time is God's working time. Can you stand to your feet, please? 2023, I want to perceive and I want to speak, it's going to be a year of breakthrough for you. Nothing more, nothing less, but a breakthrough. I want you to lift up your hands to Jesus wherever you are. Let me just pray for you. Let me pray for you. Please don't calculate your future with what you're going through now. Don't. Now is temporary. Father, I pray for every one of them who heard this message today. Lord, help us to pray a prayer of inquiry. Call unto me, I will answer you, and then I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. Over the family, over the marriages, over the relationship. Kurata sata, rata sata, rata, shadaraba sata, rata sata, rata sata, hekandaraba sata, rata sata, hekandaraba sata, rata sata, shata rata sata, rata, shadaraba sata. For this day, the Lord will have this known to you. You are worthy of my voice. You're worthy of my voice. You are worthy. Do not let the devil come and cause unworthiness in your heart. You're worthy of my voice. And I will speak to you because you're my child, says the Lord. Father, just release your anointing. Shadarabasidari antarabasidari. Shadarabasidari.